Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, Science Pals, welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. It's just Grace today. Josh is in the studio with Lantern by Sea, recording a new song for the fans out there. So if you love indie music, that's really good. Definitely go listen to Lantern by Sea on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you listen to your music, go and listen to them. They're also on YouTube. So search Lantern by Sea. You'll see Josh play guitar, sing some songs. It's really awesome. I'm in the holiday spirit fully, doing all the Christmas shopping. We're like literally 1 week away from Christmas. And with that, Josh and I have some very exciting announcements happening in 2024, which is why you're getting a replay today, because we have just been so in the trenches with new ideas, new plans, and new energy coming into 2024 with the Random Theory Podcast and a new side project, which you guys will be the first ones to hear about. So keep your ears peeled because you guys will be the first to know about the new changes and what's going to be happening with the Random Theory Podcast. I'm really excited and I cannot wait to share with you all and let you guys in on the secret. But without further ado, here is your replay for the week. Take a guess what you think it is. I'm excited about this one because this is one of my favorite podcasts that we've done. It involves animals and it involves two types of people. That's the only hint I'm giving you. Enjoy this podcast, Science Pals, and we will be back next week with a brand new podcast just for you. I promise it'll be new content. So without further ado, here is the replay for this week. Cat people versus dog people.
Yeah.
That is what we were talking about today.
That's what we're talking about today.
The personality traits, yeah. What it means, how is it relatable? Because Okay. Everyone, there's always been this big debate about cat people versus dog people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is the difference? Always heard.
Which one are you? I already know.
I'm a dog person.
Yeah. I'm both.
Yeah.
We've always, like, my family's always had dogs, always had cats.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a fan of both. I don't own a cat currently.
Yeah.
Mostly just because, like, my dad is pretty allergic, and actually I think my wife is a little allergic.
Mm-hmm. Dander, so. And I don't get along. Every dog I've ever owned is hypoallergenic.
Oh, sure.
So don't shed or anything like that.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah,
my dog sheds a lot.
Yes, she does. So,
yeah. It's rough.
So they've always said that dogs have owners and cats have staff. Which I think is very true.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
So while it's not uncommon to hear that people who dislike dogs aren't to be trusted, women who have multiple cats are crazy cat ladies.
Right.
Like, you know, there's you always been those stereotypical things.
Which, hang on, let me just clarify. You can own as many cats as you want. You're not a crazy cat lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just want to just clear that up.
Especially if you're fostering them and loving
Absolutely,
them. Like,
yeah.
You are a good human.
You are giving cats a home or dogs, whatever.
Yes.
You're a great person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So more than a third of American households own dogs and a quarter own cats.
Wow.
And that's according to the American Veterinary Medical Association. So
oh,
it
know.
Sounds like they know
they
what
know.
They're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, they know what's up. Wow, that's quite more dogs than cats. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. It does.
I would think, yeah, dogs are slightly more popular than
yeah.
cats.
Yeah. I would completely agree. They suggested yeah. that dogs have the edge in terms of real world popularity.
Okay.
So even though, you know, cats own the algorithms on
true.
All things
I haven't
ever.
Seen a dog play at the piano but
no.
I have seen a cat
yes
yeah yeah
most other surveys find that dogs are the preferred pet too
okay
though it's worth noting that percentages vary widely. The American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, for example, suggests that while more households own dogs than cats, there are about 8 million more pet cats in the U.S. And of course, many households include both species.
Oh, wow. So there's more stray cats.
Yes, than there are dogs. 8 million more pet cats.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
It makes sense to me, though, that there's more stray cats than dogs because...
Oh, absolutely.
Cats are just more...
Well, cats have more babies.
Well, that, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But then, like, I feel like a stray cat is just more cunning, you know? And, like...
They can figure out how to survive.
They can survive in the wild.
Yeah. Dogs are like, huh?
Dogs are just flopping around.
Listen, golden retrievers, how did they survive before humans adopted them and brought them into their homes? They didn't. There's no way.
As an owner of a golden doodle.
Yes.
Mostly golden. She's more golden than doodle. No idea. Like, she is the biggest, floppiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you'd be dead. How did your kind get here?
How did...
You're a disgrace to your kind.
They needed humans. Like, humans came into the picture and they're like, we will be your best friend.
Yeah. I look at, like, a wolf and then I look at that dog and I'm like, you are not that.
So far separated. Yeah. Like, not even
close.
It's a
different species.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a wide variety of studies employing an array of different methodologies. There it is. Yeah. They have attempted to evaluate the reasons that people prefer one species over the other.
Okay.
Some support commonly held stereotypes that dog owners are more extroverted and cat owners are more introverted.
Uh-huh.
But there are some that actually call that into question.
Totally. I am a big time introvert.
Yeah.
Big time. And I like dogs. So. Mm-hmm. Shoot dang.
Shoot dang.
Shoot dang right there.
So in 2010, there was a study by the University of Texas that found those who identified as dog people, quote unquote, mm-hmm. tend to be more social and outgoing, whereas cat people tend to be more neurotic and open, meaning creative, philosophical, or non-traditional.
Okay.
So this was Gosling's study, not Ryan Gosling. But a different Gosling.
I was hoping it was Ryan Gosling.
I know.
Yeah.
They studied and employed the Big Five personality model, which isolates five major personality dimensions, which is agreeableness, conscientiousness, extroversion, and
neuroticism.
Neuroticism. Thank you. And openness. So those are the big five.
Okay. Those are the big...
The big five personalities. Yeah. It was also among few studies that offered respondents an option to choose both dog and cat or neither.
Okay.
So that was really cool. And they so the results, so the results found some validity in the perception about the types of people that are drawn to each species.
Okay.
But there was another study published in 2015 that found that dog owners scored higher on dominance-related traits than cat owners.
Interesting.
Which I find very, interesting because cats are very dominant.
Yeah.
And they're also incredibly independent.
Oh, yeah. You don't own a cat. They live with you.
Yes.
Like you live,
you live under the cat's household.
That household is now the cat's
when
you move in. Yeah.
Which is, I think, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Then they said that cat owners, they suggested that canine obedience was complementary to their personalities, whereas cat owners, conversely, were less dominant and appeared less bothered by the independent nature of their chosen companions.
Interesting.
Yes.
So dog owners like that they can tell a dog what to do.
Yes.
And it generally does it.
Mm-hmm.
But cat owners are like, I know I can't command that thing.
Yeah.
It's just a beast that lives here.
Literally.
Yeah.
Which I think is really interesting.
Yeah. There's a real quick shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched the Ryan George video that's like the first guy to ever own a cat?
No.
So for anyone that doesn't know, there's a YouTuber. His name's Ryan George.
You love Ryan George.
Love Ryan George. He does a series called Pitch Meeting. But then he has his own channel where he makes these skits. And one like running series he has is the first guy to do something.
Uh-huh.
And he did one that was like the first guy to own a cat. And it's so funny. Like,
go look it up after this.
Yeah, go watch it. But there's the part that makes me laugh the most, and mostly because I've experienced it, is he's like, says something about like, you get to, or he's really cute and you get to rub his belly until suddenly you don't anymore.
That's so true, though, with cats.
Yeah, you start scratching their belly, they're loving it, then all of a sudden they just attack you.
They're like, no, thank you!
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
But yeah, go look at the video, because it very much highlights how crazy cats are.
So part of the reason for the personality differences may be related to the types of environments cats and dog people prefer. This was done by another study at Carroll University in Wisconsin, who presented the findings at the annual psychological science meeting. There's an annual meeting for everything.
Okay.
It honestly makes sense that dog people are going to be more lively because they want to just be outside more. They want to be outside. They want to be talking to people. You bring your dog to the thing.
Sure.
Like, you've never seen a cat birthday party.
I mean, I'm sure it exists.
I'm sure it does too. But like, think about how many dog birthday parties you've seen where it's like everyone gets together with their dogs and it's like a dog birthday party. Yes.
Yeah.
But you don't ever see a cat.
You don't see a cat get together.
Although in New York, I have seen cats on leashes.
Oh, really?
In Central Park and like walking.
Oh my God.
Which is fascinating. Is like really they take weird. Their cats out to explore the world. Well, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Yeah. So, and then with cat people, they're more introverted and sensitive. And maybe you're more at home reading a book and your cat doesn't need to go outside and go for a walk.
Right.
Unless, you know, you're in New York City.
And I get, obviously, these are all very like generalization stereotypes.
Very general, like, yes.
Like I said, I like dogs, but I'm an introvert. So obviously I don't even fit into these things. So, you know, this is just a generalization of a study.
Yeah, so let's get in. Yeah, like speaking of studies, let's get into Gosling's study. So the researchers surveyed 600 college students and asked whether they would identify themselves as a dog lover or a cat lover and what qualities they found most attractive in their pet. Okay. And so participants also answered a slew of questions to assess their personalities.
Okay.
So about 60% of the participants actually identified themselves as dog people compared to 11% that said they were cat people. And the rest said they liked both animals or neither animal.
Neither animal.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is interesting. I don't know what that says about that person, but.
Yeah, what do they like?
Maybe horses.
I had guinea pigs growing up.
I had mice.
Okay, so there you go.
I had mice and a cat.
Oh, together?
Yes. The mice lived in the garage. The cat lived in the house.
Man, really tempting fate there.
We really did.
Making sure, glad nothing happened, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. The mice were a lot of fun growing up, but it was what it was.
Well, there you go.
Dog lovers found companionship to be the most attractive quality in their pet, while cat people like the affection from their cats.
Okay.
So I think that says a lot right there. So what dog lovers loved was that the dog was always there. Like dogs are always with
you. They're always there and they always want to be there.
They're always by your side.
Yeah.
I think what's interesting about the cat person and the affection from their cat, if a cat comes and gives you affection, it's on their terms.
That's
it's
a big moment.
It is. And it's like not something that happens all the time. So I think it is like a big like emotional burst where it's like, oh my gosh, my cat wants to be with me.
Yeah. It's like that for cats.
So I think that's really interesting that that's what the cat lovers loved the most was the affection from their cats.
That like little hit.
That little hit of
a little bit of emotion from a cat.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's possible that people may select pets based on their own personalities. So for example, cats are often seen as independent animals that keep to themselves and are cautious of others.
Yeah.
Now, remember, everyone does not fit into all these categories.
Right, like we said.
Yep. There are some major differences between cat people and dog people.
Right.
So cat people are more independent than dog people. This is what the studies found.
This is the, generalization. Not everyone fits.
Not everyone fits.
But this is what the study said.
Cat people are more independent than dog people.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Dog owners are more likely to be extroverted. Cat owners are more introverted.
Okay.
Dog people follow rules closely. And cat people are nonconformists.
Oh. People are nonconformists with their cats.
Yes. That found me.
That found you.
I found that very interesting.
Yeah.
I found that very interesting, actually.
Yeah.
That dog people are rule followers and cat people are like, nah, I'm gonna walk to the beat of my own drum.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what cats do, right?
Exactly.
They're not following rules.
No.
Doing whatever they want.
No, not at all. And then cat people tend to be more open-minded than dog people.
Okay.
The University of Texas in 2010, that study found that dog people prefer to plan in advance and enjoy having a firm daily routine in place.
That makes sense for dogs.
Which makes so much sense because dogs run in a structure.
They love a routine.
Yeah.
Gotta have a routine.
On the other hand, cat owners who can leave their pets alone for longer periods of time are a bit more relaxed when it comes to planning ahead and are more open to new experiences and unconventional beliefs.
Yeah, cats don't have a routine.
No.
They just do. I don't even know what cats do.
I think they're just like, I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to go eat.
And like, they're just like, oh, yeah, I'll sleep for like 12 hours. And then
I will lay in this puddle of sunshine.
Yeah. Or I'll just go roll around over here for a while.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know what cats do.
They just do their own thing.
Pretty funny, though.
They are characters.
I love just like watching a cat.
Yeah.
They're so weird.
I love watching cats and I love watching dogs. It's funny because I feel like Ray behaves more like a cat.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
I don't think she really behaves like a dog. Like, she really does her own thing. And
yeah.
I mean, you've seen her. She like disappears for hours at a time.
She does.
You're just like, oh, you're like, back. Oh,
you're just up to your own thing? Just doing your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And she is. Yeah. She does do that because she's also very like, she's not always there. And she's not always like. Like, she doesn't have that companionship, really.
She doesn't. She is so independent.
Yeah,
like,
she's, like, selective with who she bonds with.
Literally. Like, she is obsessed with Josh.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of other people she is not obsessed
doesn't
with.
Doesn't care.
She doesn't care. Yeah. Like, you've seen her. Like, she'll be, like, laying in the yard on her back, like, stretched out. And, like, I'll yell for her to come inside. And she's like, no.
Nah, man.
I'm good.
Nah,
like,
bro.
I'm chilling. So, I think dogs and cats can tend to behave a certain way.
Yeah.
Or different ways. So it's pretty interesting. Like, Ray is like not trainable.
Yeah.
She knows a couple commands.
You did train her to move a robot with her paw.
I did. Yeah. And now I can go like this and go, I go one. And she goes.
She puts her paw out.
It's really solid.
If you haven't seen that video, go check it out.
It's pretty good.
Ray drives a robot train.
And now this is one that I don't mean to get political on, but I think this is very fascinating.
Is this our first political moment?
It might be our first political moment.
Who knows?
Blue states prefer cats and red states prefer dogs.
Okay.
I can see that.
I can see it.
I can absolutely see that.
Like, based on everything that was said before in the study.
Yep.
Right? All that, the generalization stereotypes.
The nonconformist, the open-mindedness.
All that.
Yep.
Yeah, makes sense.
I could see why that would happen.
Yeah.
So this was found in a 2014 data study from the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah.
U.S. Pet Ownership and Demographic Sourcebook. So that's like
that was
where it came from. Yeah, the study.
Okay.
The U.S. is a country torn between dogs and cats. People in Republican states have a higher rate of dog ownership, while residents of Democratic states are more likely to keep cats as pets.
That is very interesting.
It's fascinating. Yeah. And I think it's like, it's very interesting to kind of look at that.
Yeah.
At that study.
Yeah.
Because most presidents.
Yeah.
Own a dog.
That's true. That is a very like.
It is an American thing.
Has anyone even owned a cat?
I don't
publicly?
Know. I don't know if anyone has owned a cat publicly. I don't know how you would keep track of it in the White House.
You'd have to hire
someone.
There would be somebody just to watch the cat.
I attend to the president's cat.
I'm the president's cat keeper.
But it's like it's a very American thing. Like when you think
of a dog.
Yeah, you think of the American family. It's like a mom, a dad, a kid, a pet. Like
a dog,
the white picket fence.
Yeah, sure.
Like that used to be the American dream.
Sure.
Well, now presidents, I mean, now it's not.
It's crumbling.
Good luck owning a house
good
now.
Good luck. Wow, like, we really just dove
best
into
of luck.
The,
sorry. Yeah. But it's, I mean, you look at it and it. I didn't think about it until I read that study and I was like, that is fascinating. Number one.
Very much.
Like to see like all of our presidents have owned a dog.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying they're Republicans because they own a dog, but like it's fascinating.
Well,
because
Biden owns dogs.
He does.
That was when he came
they attacked people.
One did. Yeah, one did attack somebody. But that was like a whole thing when he became president. They were like moving the dogs into the White House or whatever, you know.
And it's like Obama when he got his dog.
Yeah,
I remember when he had his dog.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump had a pet.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think they had a
Maybe
dog.
They had a goldfish.
The last thing we're going to talk about is that cat people actually tend to be bigger warriors. Warriors.
Yeah.
Than dog people.
Okay.
So in the 2010 study by the University of Texas, again, they found that cat lovers tend to be more prone to anxiety and neurotic disorders than dog people.
Okay. Interesting.
Which I've also found interesting. I don't necessarily know if I agree with that, but
I mean, who knows? That was just the one study.
Yeah, this was one study again, and they said those who find themselves as dog people are more extroverted and agreeable than self-described cat people who said to be bigger warriors.
Okay.
So,
well, hey, you know, obviously one study, so whatever. But you know, when you think about it, it could kind of makes sense. Like,
yeah,
obviously a dog does require more maintenance than a cat.
Absolutely.
So if you're a big worrier, than taking on that dog with all that maintenance and, oh, it's doing, what's it doing? Oh, you know, it's chewing up my house or it's whatever. That makes sense. Like you're obviously worrying about way more things. So a cat is a lot easier to take care of generally. So
it's not as big of as a commitment.
It's not quite as big as a commitment. Yeah.
It's just kind of there and lives with you.
You don't have to walk a cat every day.
No, they walk themselves around your house.
They just hang out.
Yeah. But I think it's really fascinating to think about dog people versus cat people. And like you look at how people trend and how they are. Because I mean, it's very fascinating to look at the end of the day. And I mean, you can pull studies like being Republican or Democratic states. Like, I think that's really fascinating.
I want a political candidate to run on a like a cat platform.
Cat platform? That like would be so like, sick.
I'm Republican and I got a cat. I'm a cat owner and I'm proud.
My name's Grace Deerig and I have a cat.
And I approve this message. This goes out to all them cat owners.
You could name the cat and it could be just like, cat approves this message.
Cat approves this message. Yeah, I want that.
I would vote for that person.
I want to see in my lifetime.
In my lifetime.
I want a president of the United States to have a cat pet. And that, like that's the official. Like,
that would be grand.
They move that into the White House.
We moved the cat into the White House.
They're like, we don't know where he is anymore. He's somewhere around here.
He might be shredding up bills and laws. Yeah, but
we've seen scratching on the floor and the walls. But
the curtains are torn to pieces now.
But he's around. The mice population is down, though.
It's dwindled significantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this was just really interesting as well, because, I mean, cats do own algorithms.
They do.
They take
people
over.
Love cats.
People love watching cats.
That's a good distinction. They love watching cats.
They don't like owning cats.
Some people do not like owning cats.
Personally, I mean, the apartment we're moving into, they had a cat.
Yeah.
And for me, it's the litter box.
Yeah.
I just cannot get past like a litter box. I don't care what you do, is going to have a stank to it.
Yeah.
Like a certain type of smell. I'm going to go into our new apartment, just like Febreze bomb the place.
But, see, that's a funny distinction because I agree. Like,
yeah.
The litter box is weird. But then like we're willingly picking up dog poop.
I agree.
In a bag.
I agree.
You know, it's weird,
right? It is weird.
But, you know, it's just
it's
how it is.
It's the way
right?
it be.
Yeah. It's how it do be like that. So.
It's just really fascinating at the end of the day to take a look at dog people versus cat people. And, you know, like not like we said, not everything falls into every specific category, but it's still interesting to explore at the end of the day.
Just to check out those studies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. So if you guys have a topic that you would like us to discuss here on the podcast, you know what to do. You guys are smart. You guys are the best science pals out there. And we'll see you next week.